directors of the Pacific Press Publishing Company. St. Helena, California, October 15, 1901. To the directors of the Pacific Press Publishing Company. Dear brethren, I have just received a letter from Sister Cudney giving me some particulars regarding her boys. I feel sure that I did not express myself as reported with reference to the dismissal of these boys from the office. I did not say that they should never be taken back again. My heart has ached for these boys. I told Brother Jones that if the inwardness of the working of some who act a part in the office were known, these persons would be discharged. But they are retained. Why then should not inexperienced boys be retained, compassionately forgiven, and patiently worked for? I may have said that if the case were as it was represented to me by the brethren, the boys should not be taken back. But this expression has been used with a force that has done me great injustice, as a mother who is working to restore souls, not to destroy them or push them out of the reach of help. I have naught but the tenderest feelings for the lads, who are poor and helpless, without hope unless some of the Lord's missionaries will enlist in the work of saving the souls ready to perish. After this, I shall be very careful not to allow expressions to fall from my lips which can be used as this one has been. Those who quote me as settling the matter ought to know me better. You have done me a great injustice before the widow and the fatherless. I fear that my brethren exaggerated the matter when telling me of it, in accordance with their feelings and inclinations. I expected, from what Brother Jones said, that if the boy manifested repentance, he would be taken back, but if he remained obstinate, they would have to wait till some change took place in him. You have not always been perfect in action. You have done things grievous in the sight of God, but you are in the office still. Why then should this poor boy be left where he is exposed to such temptation? He needs and desires the change which it is in your power to give him. Certainly, if you wish Christ to pardon your transgressions, you must manifest forgiveness to others. I have talked with my family about this boy. I said that if he could be given a place in the food factory, I would board him in my home. My heart ached for him. I knew that Satan would do his utmost to tempt and destroy him. With regard to his failings, forgive the fatherless boy as you hope to be forgiven. Were Christ among you, he would say, "He that is without sin among you, you who have had years of experience in the religious life, let him cast the first stone." The boy is young and he is fatherless. He has erred and he may err again. But if he repent, forgive him. I am surprised that as fathers you do not better understand your duty in this matter. Should we take the boy back? Yes, indeed, take him back. If you were imbued with the love of Christ, there would be no need for me to suggest this. Encourage him. Love him as if he were your own son. God has not forsaken him. Work for him with Christ-like pity, that he may be softened and subdued. God pardons our transgressions, which are not few. Brother Miller, may the Lord help you to have a heart of flesh and not a heart of stone. May he, by his transforming power, mold and fashion your soul after the divine similitude. Learn from Jesus his meekness and lowliness. Link that fatherless boy's life with your own. Feel that you are responsible as a steward of the grace of God for his salvation. Do not delay in this matter. Do at once what is necessary to be done. May the Lord bless you all in the work, as you strive to carry out his will without selfishness or covetousness. Be as true as steel to principle, and be full of mercy and good fruits, seeking to save perishing souls. Never, never, never push a fellow being onto Satan's battleground. God help you to be Christ's helping hand, to gather this poor youth close to yourselves in Christian love. Help and encourage him. Educate him thoroughly in his trade.